Blog Talk Radio.
Survivor with co-host Kendi Andre, photographer, mentor, videographer. The list goes on and on. What's happening, my brother? How are you, Kendi?
Hello, hello, my sister. Hello, hello. You know, always a pleasure to have you on the line, Beverly. This is a great, and I'd like to say a great, greatest honor for me to have this special guest tonight. And, you know, it's always a pleasure for me to have you on the line, too.
Well,
so I'm great.
Always a pleasure, man. You know what I love most is that whenever we get ready to have a show and welcome, you know, our guest, you get out there and you make sure that people know all over social media that we are yet again having that conversation. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, Suicide Is Not the Answer with Beverly Black, that would be me, and Kendi Andre. And our topic, again, we're going to continue until we see some changes in these statistics. But our topic, again, is the suicide rate in the Black community. We will be continuing this discussion, and we want to welcome our special guest, Mr. Walter Duke. Hello, Walter. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome on our platform, Walter. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, just to give our audience a little background, Walter Duke, a.k.a. Wadu Splash, is a passionate father, brother, son, music artist, and survivor, walking in truth and power. And when we say survivor, you know, we're all survivors. We've all had some low points in our life where we just thought, you know, this needs to, you know, stop. And we may have not had the best thoughts as to the solution, but I'm going to tell you, suicide is not the answer. And if any of our listeners even have an inkling of that thought, I want you to please, please, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Now, when I say I'm a sibling suicide survivor, that is because, unfortunately, I lost my brother to the act of suicide, and I can't even begin to say 42 years later how much it deeply continues to hurt and impact my life. And so it is with an honor and a certain passion that we not only have created this platform via Tribe Family Channel, but just to have brothers to come on and express, you know, their passion for life and, you know, just to let people know that, hey, we all have problems, but we all have friends, someone that we can reach out to. And first and foremost, my friend is God above. Now, that beautiful song you heard at the beginning, that was Patti LaBelle, "You Are My Friend." So I want you everywhere, anybody within the sound of my voice, to realize that you have a friend in our Creator. Because people may not always understand and be able to relate, but God is a living God. Don't worry about all the titles and the different deities that evoke religion. I'm talking about God, just God. So definitely always remember that He is a friend, and you can reach out if you're feeling in any way troubled. So the topic and the, yeah, amen, amen, come on now. So now we're going to dive into the topic. First and foremost, I just want to set the tone about just how young suicide is affecting our community. We have to start at home, folks. So we're looking at the statistics in the Black community. Now, just in the news this month, we lost George Foreman's daughter, and this was an apparent suicide. So I want to say rest in peace to Freda Foreman. She was only 42 years old, and this was just reported in the news. And we just give our thoughts and prayers to the Foreman family, and the George Foreman legacy continues. So when we look at more news, in January of this year, a 10-year-old boy committed suicide. His parents said because he was being bullied at school. Seven Charles Thomas Bridges, a 10-year-old fifth grade student at Carrick Elementary School in Kentucky, died by hanging. And, okay, where background noises are being captured, so I have to mute your lines. But his parents, Tammy Charles and Donnie Bridges, believe that the constant bullying he experienced at school and on the school bus is what led him to commit suicide. Now, they are planning legal actions against Jefferson County Public Schools, but I just want to add, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the Bridges. When a child is at school and receiving all types of abuses, and it is not first and foremost being recognized at that level, that's reprehensible, because the one thing that we all do is entrust our children into the care of a school system, and we're praying and hoping that they will be safe all that, you know, all day while we're at work or tending to whatever we are tending to as the adults. So our thoughts and prayers go out to that 10-year-old child. Ryan, 11, an honor student, a budding student, an athlete, was in the sixth grade. Bullying. Happy kid, but occasionally, you know, he witnessed his parents fighting and struggling through poverty and incarceration and homelessness, and that's the vicissitudes of life. And he hanged himself. This was in 2017 at 11. 12 years old, Stormia in Washington, D.C. in January of 2018. She reportedly did the same thing, committed suicide, taking their lives at such a young age, but the tragedy is taking their lives at all. Though shockingly young, this ad at the usnews.com states, the two also illustrate alarming statistical trends. More elementary age African-American children have been taking their own lives, and black boys and girls between the ages of 5 and 12 are doing so at roughly twice the rate of white kids the same age. Suicide rates in the United States have traditionally been higher among white than black individuals across all age groups, a study published this month in the. However, analysis revealed that the suicide rate among those younger than 13 is approximately two times higher for black children compared with white children, and finding observed in boys and girls. Excuse me. So we definitely have an issue in the black community, and we can see statistically that it's happening at a younger and younger rate. So I'm going to grab some water and let the two of you gentlemen come in to this conversation. Walter, it sounds like you got some background sounds going on. We're going to need you to mute that.
Okay, I stepped away from this dog that decided to just be my friend all of a sudden. The pit bull at the house. Yeah, she doesn't bother with me at all, but this time she wants to bother.
Yeah. Life happens, hey. Well, now I'm going to turn the mic over to you and Ken D. Ken D, take the mic and let's get to know our guest, and then at the bottom.
All right. Thank you, Beverly. Thank you. And again, welcome, Walter. Welcome on our platform. And as I told you, we really poured in one of the. You're having a lot of feedback behind where you are.
It's
Walter.
Just a shame. Soon as I get on the phone, this is the most quiet street in the neighborhood. All of a sudden, two motorcycles just roll by a circle, Fred.
Sorry about that.
And then the dog wants to get in my face. I'm like, what is this?
It's okay. We're going to try to go through this together. I'll bear with you about it. So, yes, again, as Beverly said, my name is Kendi Andre, and I'm the co-host for Suicide Is Not the Answer, our show. I am an official photographer with the New York Institute for the World magazine, and I'm also a coach and a motivational speaker, and also one of the thousands of souls in this world who is promoting this wake-up call against suicide. So I'm glad to be here tonight with our sister Beverly Black and you. And again, thank you for your time. Also, thank you for what you're going to share with us. But at first, I have to say that the statistic that Beverly just gave about suicide, and every single time that I read something on YouTube or over the news about suicide, that really breaks my heart. That really break my heart, you know, knowing that suicide is going so hard on our younger people, you know, and knowing that we in the Black community, we really have this problem. And I won't say that we intentionally sometimes cause the suicidal thoughts among our kids. I think maybe it's a problem of information. It's maybe a problem of networking. Maybe it's a problem of I can't even say ignorance. And first, before I go further, I have to say I'm sorry and I'm very sorry for the loss of the parents last time was their kids are coming suicide, and I'm really sorry about it. So one of the things I know, and according to my experiences, and I have to tell you, Walter, I used to have thoughts of suicide at a certain time of my life, and not while I'm a grown up a few years ago, but when I was a kid, because I was born and raised in Haiti, where, you know, disciplinary action from our parents is very tough and is very hard. Getting beat up all the time. I remember that one time I got beat up by my father in front of a class, and the class had like 25 students. Mm. I got beat up with a whip, and I received like 25 whipping, and I had to count all of them. I think as Beverly said, it has to start from the household. The way the parents, they discipline their kids, the way they talk to their kids, and the way they live with their kids. Because some parents, they have kids, they just know they have kids. They pay the school, and that's it. They go to work, they go back from work, they sleep. The same routine every day. But that child of 12, 13, 11, or 15 years old who used to seek this attention from their parents, they don't have it. And the only attention that they have from their parents is when the parents curse them for something they shouldn't do, or when the parents, you know, just discipline them for something they did. So I'll go to the cyberbullying, because we were talking about bullying, which is one of the leading causes of suicide in schools, especially. And where I'll make the relationship in between these two leading causes, like how parents, they discipline their kids, and also how it will bring the bullying in schools. So this is something that we have to put the microscope on, and I'm going to let you I'm going to let you tell to our audience about you, and also I read an email that you sent me, which really touched my heart, and I tell you salute, my brother, salute, because I really encourage positivity. I really encourage someone who decides to take control of his mind and not letting the world take in control of it. And again, welcome, Walter, and please introduce yourself to the audience. We'd like to know who is Walter and what brings Walter to the show.
Well, I am Walter Duke, also known as Walter Splash. That's the artist brand that I'm branding. And I saw this ad. I was acquainted with Miss Black on LinkedIn, and I appreciate the positivity she put out. And I saw this ad, and I was like, suicide is not the answer. And it's funny how when I saw that, like, I had reached a defeated moment. And it didn't last long, but it was reminiscent of old, like, because I've been plagued with this from, like, majority of my life from, like, 15 on up, you know, because I dealt with, like, a lot of bullying issues as far as in elementary school and coming up, like, things like being followed every day with a box cutter and being called ugly every day and assaulted on the regular, like from kindergarten up to fifth grade. And so I guess with that happening to me, I guess that developed a lack of self-worth that I kind of loomed over my life. I always strive to achieve, but self-esteem in early 20s, that was my first real suicide attempt. You know, okay. And I cut my wrist and I walked up in the middle of Georgia Road.
Wow.
And I was like, and the fire trucks and everybody had to block me in or whatever. And I remember when I was hospitalized, and that was the second hospitalization for like a mental health issue or whatever. Cause, like I'm sharing my story, you know what I'm saying? Cause I've grown past this. And it's grateful to be in this place, but yeah, I've been in some bad places. And so that was just one of the times that, you know, I survived. And I took a bunch of prednisone, thinking I was going to do whatever I thought I was going to do to myself. It didn't happen. It was like every attempt I made got me in some trouble, but I didn't leave here. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was like alcohol poisoning, all these things. And so with all that going on in my life, that with the suicide looming, I decided one day, I was like, well, I don't want to leave here anymore. I found value, and it was a reminder of how the Christian upbringing that my mom had, because my mom was like a pillar of church in the house, and my dad was kind of like the opposite. So we had this going on. So my dad was like, doing drugs or whatever. And he was a good guy, but yeah, he yelled, and we got physical, because I remember we got into a couple of actual fights between he and I in my coming up in like my early teens. And so it was kind of like an even balance of turmoil and grace, because remember everything my mom taught me as I started to mature and apply the Christian values and everything I started picking up and studying other cultures as well, you know what I'm saying? And start coming into a conclusion with myself, start dealing with my diet better.
Okay.
You know, and start, like, trying to focus positivity in my music more.
That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. Yeah.
And even when you come to a certain level, you're like, I'm doing all this, and then you start, a moment to hit you. You know what I'm saying? That's not even your moment. That's like, that'll be the gin. You know what I'm saying? Or evil force, a whisper, you know what I'm saying? Be trying to get you to take you off your square. You know what I'm saying? Have you forget where you at, but you have to remember who you are and your purpose. And
exactly,
they're going to come to everybody.
Exactly.
I think they come to everybody.
Yes. This is one of the messages I've been sharing on my networks on Facebook with friends when I'm talking to them, and even friends will reach out to me when they have some problems or going through difficult moments in their lives, because normally it is says that normally someone who wants to commit suicide, they say, if this is how my life is going to be, or if this is how my life is, I don't want it anymore. But that's what they say. But the following affirmation that person is supposed to do is like, okay, if this is how my life is going to be, or if this is how my life is, I don't want this life anymore. So let me just change the cycle. You know, so what you prove is almost the same, let's say the similar story I went through, the same experience I had at a certain time in my life. Well, they're pretty different. But I was this type of guy who used to be, I mean, I used to be, to have this confusion in loving someone and being attached to someone. Because people, they just say, I love you. They just say, I need you. They just say, I can do everything for you. Or they will say, I can't live without you. But some people say that, but they don't know when you keep repeating some, you know, when you keep making some affirmations in your life, as long as you keep repeating it, it becomes real. And sometimes it is good, but sometimes it is very bad for your health. It's very, very bad for your own life. I was in a relationship where I was at the point of my life where I decided to start over, like, you know, have a fresh start and you know, be someone else and fight for a relationship. And no matter, none of us are perfect. She wasn't perfect. I wasn't perfect. You know, we both make mistakes. But as long as we both want things to work, we work on it. So this thing went only, it was a one-way thing. So I wanted everything to work, you know, after almost 2 years and I've been fighting for that relationship. But things got south, you know, everything changed. And this changed, the fact that I had the confusion, you know, the confusion of love and attachment, that changed. I can say, not literally, but in some way, it killed this part of myself that had the control of my mind, because I wasn't myself anymore. You know, it's like I was at work. I was always on the phone. My supervisor was complaining about it. They said that, Kendi, you look sad. You can't be working with customers like that, you know. So at the same time, I realized that the same way that you see that you doing music, you are focused on music. This is where you feel good. This is where you feel being yourself. This is where you feel that you are in control of your world. This is where you feel like you can make things happen as long as you want them to happen.
Right.
So I've decided to use that 5-second window that we all have to choose what we want to do, what we want to be, and what we're going to do to be who we want to be. So this is what you were saying, and I tell you, I got chills about it, because we almost have the same history in terms of mind, in terms of being mindful and being in control of our own universe. So I'm really sorry about it's kind of, sorry, they really hurt me. I got to tell you, because me also, I've been going through some episodes in my life with my father. My father, my uncle was raising me, because my father died. Who used to give me some corrections. Like, he used to beat me up like I don't know. Like, I've never seen parents beat up their kids like that, you know. So at the same time, I was like, the question I was asking myself, well, I think they hate me. You know, I think they hate me. So why, I mean, I don't want to live like that anymore. My father didn't want me. I wasn't living with my father and my mother. I was living with my auntie. So they raised me. I'm like, my father is here in the same country with me, and he doesn't need me, you know. So these episodes, and every time that you're trying to commit suicide and you see that you got out alive, this is a message that you have a purpose that you have to fulfill, you know, and this is what you have found. You found the light, not the light in the tunnel, like, okay, you want to kill yourself. If you kill yourself, you're not going to paradise. As people say, they say that people want to commit suicide, they just want to go home. But I got to tell you, the home is going to be the darkness, you know. But you found the light, and you made something, you found, let's say you have extracted the positive from the negative, and you've changed the course of your life. You just broke the cycle and create your own universe. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I gotta say congratulations for that, Walker. You are a positive man, and God is always there. Remember, because he's not gonna do anything for you. All he does is he will put you in situations where you will have to fight and get yourself out of it. Because we all have a level of inability, and when you reach that level of inability, that's when God reacts. He was like, okay, so you did your best to get out of it, but you couldn't get out of it. Let me just do this, and then he just give you a little push, and then there you go. So once you need it, you can have it. So I really appreciate that, Walter. So are you a father? Do you have kids?
Yes, I am. I am a father. I'm a father of one. My daughter, her name is Jayana Denise Duke.
Wow.
She's 11 years old. She lives with her mother in Pinson, Alabama. Which, by the way, they just recently moved, and I had no clue that they did. Yeah, but they straightened it out. You know, I felt offended, but you know, and then they just let me know, and I just kind of let it slide and forgive and forget. And keep moving forward in my life, you know, because I love my baby girl.
I love that. I really appreciate that. You know what's important now with kids? I think what is important is no matter the distance, the connection has to stay strong. As long as there is connection, as long as you as a father, you know, you love your baby girl, you want to know what she's doing, you know where she is, you know what she's doing. You know, this is the best thing ever. Because the kid, that's what they want to know. They want to know that my father loves me. They want to know that my father would be here with me. Like, if there's a problem, like if he can take the plane, if he can drive just to come and help me out or help my mother out. Because normally, even if we're not with them, even divorced, even separated, we have to give them this respect, this little respect because they gave birth to our child, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So why I ask you that question is because we all know, I posted a video earlier on my platform, A Warrior's Legacy. I posted because I usually do videos before the show, but I didn't do it today because I want to post a video after the show where they're going to talk about different causes or different measures parents took against their kids to discipline them led to suicide. And this is also for me, and this video is going to be an awareness to the parents so they can see, because normally I know sometimes our kids, they do things that got us mad, or we want to beat them, we want to hit them, we want to do this, we want to do that. But first, remember that five-second window. I always think about it, and I would suggest that anyone who is listening to the show and anyone who's on our platform to think about it, because they have the choice. You can talk to the kid. You can show them if they do this, that is going to happen. Because some parents, they tell their kids not to do this or don't do that. But remember the kid, how a kid is. The seven first years of their existence, this is all a programming period. This is all a recording period because they are watching. Even the baby. You know, when a baby come in the world and, okay, they don't know anything, all they know is just drink their milk, sleep, and do these things. But at a certain age, they are observing. They are observing how their mother is. They're going to observe how their parents are, how the father is with the mother, if they're arguing all the time. They're going to observe all this, and they're recording all these things. And at a certain time in their life, after these 7 years, you're gonna start finding out some feedback of it, you know? Or some kids, they don't respect their mother. Some kids, they don't respect their father because they've been seeing that, okay, you guys are always arguing, so why should I respect you, you know? So that's why parents, And I'm saying that, again, I really appreciate the fact that you just said it out loud, that you love your baby girl, because we have people who are living, observing what we're doing, or we are role models without even knowing it. You know, you might be the role model of your daughter. You might be the role model of a friend that you have. They are watching you, or they are following you. Imagine you think, and anybody thinking of committing suicide. So what is that? What kind of role model you are if you do that? It's like you telling the world who is watching you, the world who is seeing you as a role model, to just do like you, and then everything is over.
Let me come in on that note, Kendi Andre, for a station break, because that is a great segue to discuss being role models. And I'm enjoying this conversation between you two gentlemen. We're live on Suicide Is Not the Answer via Tribe Family Channel. I am Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Gumbo for the Soul International, which Tribe Family Channel is a family brand of. Kendi Andre and myself are happy to have as our guest Mr. Walter Duke on Suicide Is Not the Answer. And we also want to continue to promote National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. So give us a moment and we're going to have a commercial break. We're going to be back after these messages.
Hey guys, it's me, Michelle Berard, host of Somewhere in the Middle and founder and CEO of Urban Book Editor, LLC. Are you feeling like you're stuck and can't move forward? Have you been struggling to birth a big goal like a book or a business? Are you feeling overwhelmed and looking to make changes in your career? If you're at all like me, when that deer in headlights feeling hits you, you just don't know where to begin. Yeah, you can talk with friends or family, but when you're in need of an objective opinion, it helps to speak with someone who's prepared to listen and to provide practical guidance to help you move forward. That's where a coach comes in. That's why I'm so excited to share with you that energy worker and coach Julia Black and I have teamed up to help you get unstuck and start moving towards your goals again. And to make it easy for you, we're offering a complimentary call with one of us to help you start moving forward. All you have to do is go to WeRiseMovement.com to schedule your free insight and inspiration call with either Julia or me. The insight and inspiration call can help you get clear about your goals, uncover hidden challenges that may be hindering your progress, discover steps you can take today to move toward accomplishing your goals, and you'll leave the session feeling renewed, re-energized, and inspired to take action. Visit WeRiseMovement.com and schedule your free insight and inspiration call today. That's WeRiseMovement.com.
Have sinned, fall short of the glory. As I walk amongst the kings of this earth, falling from the heavens, now my faith is in the dirt. I'm yelling, this ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. This ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel.
As I walk amongst the kings of this earth, falling from the heavens, now my faith is in the dirt. I'm yelling, this ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. This ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. Fallen angel.
The pain, crucified kings of this earth will perish by holy missiles.
As I walk amongst the kings of this earth, falling from the heavens, now my face is seen stirred. I'm yelling, this ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. This ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. Fallen angel. As I walk amongst the kings of this earth, falling from the heavens, now my face is seen stirred. I'm yelling, this ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. This ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. Fallen angel.
I know I'm a heathen and I'm racking up sins in a bag of iniquity. I pack them up thin as I travel through damnation. Hype manning for Satan, cause I'm planning to patience to sever ties with these pagans and their lies, even though I see through their disguises. If I end up in hell, it won't be one of those surprises.
As I walk amongst the kings of this earth, falling from the heavens, now my face is seen stirred. I'm yelling, this ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. This ain't my realm, I'm a fallen angel. Fallen angel.
Father, we're talking to Walter. So now, World of Splash.
Yes.
World of Splash. That song was amazing because I got to tell you, I'm a fan of hip hop. I listen to a lot of music, all type of music, but that one was, excuse me to say it on the line, I got to say it like that, that was dope. So, Walter, tell us a little bit about your music, your models, and tell us about it. Tell us about the rapper.
Well, my brand is basically my outlet for how I feel, how I manage emotions. And so I tell a different story coming from an experience or a place where I am at that time. So, like, for example, Fallen Angel. It was at a time when I was, like, fed up with religion. I really wanted to know God. I was feeling like I had been there, done that with every sect of anything, and I was defeated and crying out. And that's how that song came about.
The title is very strong, Fallen Angel. And brother, I gotta tell you, great minds, they think alike. You have music as your outlet. Music was like your escape from that situation you were in. I gotta tell you, photography was for me an escape from my situation too. So this is amazing that let's say that we have this connection, you know, and definitely this is something that's not gonna end now. And I gotta tell you, I'm really blessed and honored to have you on the platform, and also to have you as a brother who went through this, you know, a brother who shared the same history with me. So who do you have as role models in your life for rap, for your own, you know, own personal life, and tell us.
Well, musically, I was influenced by LL Cool J, Tupac Shakur, Biggie, like East Coast rap and West Coast rap was influencing me. And it was just, I was a hobby. I was more like, I had a hobby thing going on. I just wanted to write just to see how good I could get or whatever. But I didn't think about actually recording myself until like early 2000s.
Okay. You know, okay. I think I gotta tell you for sure, I'm gonna have to just take the plane, grab my camera and all my equipment, maybe come down there to work with you in Alabama. But you know, I don't know, even maybe that's gonna be my first rap video. You know, I'll appear in the video because I don't sing. I really don't sing. Like this morning, I posted something on Facebook this morning. And my Instagram, and I have people from my church saying that the choir minister was like, so see you Thursday for choir rehearsal, Andre. I'm like, no, because I only sing in the bathroom. I only sing under the shower. But this is something that really this is really interesting, and I think that if Beverly allows that to happen, because we're really gonna have to have you back on the platform. We're really gonna have to have you back on the show. And now my question to you, Walter, because we don't really have much time. I gotta say how the people of Alabama, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for, you know, sharing your opinion, and for commenting, and for supporting Walter on this show. Now my question to you, Walter, what would be your advice? Anybody who are going through challenges in their life and have these thoughts of committing suicide, or having this thought that suicide for them is an answer, what is your advice to them?
Well, my advice is to remember that the one that created them is the one that loves them. And you have people around you, no matter how, even if your whole entire family turns their back on you, remember God created you. He loves you. And so, and he has you to love yourself. So you have to remember you are of value to the Most High. So of all else fails, that the God in you is what you need to keep alive. Keep your chances alive to be able to inspire others and create a chain of positivity.
I remember there was something the pastor of my church said, the giant within you is more powerful than the devil in front of you. And
right.
This is, in a few words, that's what you just said. And how about, what would be your advice now to parents raising their kids? Like, I'm a parent. I got my son or my daughter. I'm raising them, and they don't know anything about, they don't know what bullying could cause. They don't know how to bully someone. what would you advise to parents raising their kids and not really paying attention to, you know, talk, having some conversation? Because sometimes we need to have this conversation with them. With our 8 years old, 9 years old, 13 years, we need to have a certain conversation about them, about life, about how things are, about, you know, all the privileges that they have to have their parent alive, and most importantly, about what bullying could cause. What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them, bullying, when kids bully, it's like they prey on the weaker or somebody that seems like they might be down on themselves. Remember yourself. Remember that you are somebody, you know, not to sound so corny, but remember that, you know, you are of value even at a young age. If the parents teach their children that they are of value and they're special, they're important, that their heads would be lifted a lot higher, you know. And so the chances of the bullying is decreased. Not saying it won't be approached, but their chances of being approached, and when they are approached, and they're trained to deal with this energy appropriately, you know, like alert the authorities, or if it comes to a physicality, and to be able to defend yourself.
Of course.
You have to, because the teacher's not always going to be there. Because when I was coming up, you know, it was always an attack when nobody was looking.
That's how it happens all the time.
But you make sure you notify teachers, even though, you know, notify your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or make sure you notify as many, they notify everybody around you that is going on when they're not looking. Because it used to happen to me. I used to have to tell, but nobody was hearing me. So then, I was conditioned to where you came too close to me, I'm going to toss you on the floor.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a cycle they've created, you know, that comes from the upbringing in everybody's household. It's a lack of people being empowered. So they start empowering themselves by making other people feel inferior.
Exactly. I really appreciate that. So I gotta tell you people, because bullying is a leading cause to depression and suicide. And according to the numbers, 20% of students who committed suicide were treated at student counseling centers. Okay, but imagine, suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States. But the 11th one. But for young people aged from 15 to 24, this is the third one. Now imagine an increase of 56% in number of college students reporting depression symptoms in the past 6 years. And all this because of bullying in the school, and there is now a day social media thing, the cyberbullying. We won't talk about the subject because the only thing I'll tell you to think about is imagine every 28 seconds someone attempts suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everybody to think about this. And later on, I'm going to share a video about what could lead a kid to think about committing suicide on one of the things that we parents usually do to them. So before the show ends, we usually do that. Where does people find you, Woda? Because of course I got your contacts and everything, but where can people go and see your work and even listen to your music? Where can they go?
Well, you can go to Walter Duke, aka WalterSplash.weebly.com. That's Walter, WAWDUH Splash. So there's Walter Duke, aka WalterSplash.weebly.com. The link definitely will be shared through social media on my Facebook. Or, you know, you can just inbox me on Facebook or at Walter Duke, or go on Instagram or Walter_Splash, you know, or you can check me out on SoundCloud or type in Walter Duke or Walter Splash. And you can buy the record at Amazon Prime. You type in Walter Duke, A Thought Process Reloaded. That's my second album. It has...
I'm going to get my copy tonight.
That's what's up. That's awesome. You'll enjoy it. Oh,
yeah,
it's
I
a
really
deluxe
enjoyed
sandwich.
It. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you so
good.
Much. It's
yeah,
a blessing.
Man.
It's, it's
so, as a reminder, anybody who's listening to the show, our new audience, anybody who's a new member on my platform, my name is Kenzie Andre, and I'm a photographer, and I'm an official photographer with the New York Institute for the World magazine. And I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a coach, and I'm the co-host of that radio show, Suicide Is Not the Answer. I got my platforms. I got a Warrior's Legacy, and I got Andres K Photography on Facebook, and I also have my website, andreskphotography.com, where you can see my work. You will see something different about my work. I'm not the type of photographer who keeps posting every day. I take pictures with my heart. I take pictures with my feelings. I take pictures with the moments that, you know, that goes to my heart. And as a photographer, my first thing when I have a client talking to me, when I have a prospect asking me to work for them, the first thing I ask, I need to talk to you. I need to have a conversation with you just to pick some special thoughts or to pick some feelings. I'm letting the mic to Beverly. Walter, that was a great pleasure. That was an honor to have you and brother. See you soon in Alabama. I got to do this. We got to do this.
Definitely.
Wow.
Brother.
Wow. Now, see, I knew that this was going to take place. That's why it was one of those step back moments for me. I just wanted you two to go brother to brother. And, of course, anytime you have this type of synergy, you know it's on and popping. So I cannot wait to see the work that you're going to do together. And I'm just going to speak over you right now that you're going to have videos popping and music going. So you both have each other's phone number. And I want to give out the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number again. It's 1-800-273-8255, and I hope you've been enjoying this Gumbo for the Soul International Family brand created by Beverly Black. That would be me, and this is Tribe Family Channel. Suicide is not the answer. My contact is www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/tribe. Family Channel, LinkedIn under Beverly Black. I'm on all other social media platforms under Tribe Family US and also at Gumbo for the Soul. So once again, I want to thank you two gentlemen for just being so raw and real about the vicissitudes of life and, you know, the challenges that you face and overcome. It is a blessing. And for anyone out there that is concerned about bullying on a level where we have discussed this evening, I want you to continue your advocacy against bullying and learn more by going to stompoutbullying.org. Stompoutbullying.org. They have a national event coming up. And there's just so many areas that we can all continue our advocacy against bullying. So once again, that's going to be stompoutbullying.org. And in October, they have a event where everyone will be wearing blue on October 7th. We will be back live on Tribe April 9th on Suicide Is Not the Answer. Our guest will be Mr. Jerome Sanders. And again, you will hear gentlemen going mano a mano, Kendi Andre, and Jerome Sanders will be on next month. So once again, Walter Duke, a.k.a. Wadu Splash, Fallen Angel was hot. I hope that you don't mind us playing it on the air. And I know that that was a surprise to you. But, hey, that's what happens when you run across good music. You got to have it. You can't even – don't even have time to get permission and to clear the rights and copyrights and all of that. So we just want to shout you out and say that it's been a blessing to have you on our show, and I want you to continue to walk in these great gifts because your purpose is in you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. It's greatly appreciated to have this opportunity to speak with the both of you. Yeah, and it was such a surprise to hear my music. I was like stuck clown face over here. And then when I heard.
That's what's up. That's all we are. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. Well, I knew the first beat might have threw you off, but once you heard that second beat, you knew that was you.
Yeah, I was like, wait. But the music
well,
is
I want
available.
You to go ahead. Your music is available.
Like I was saying, the music is available on Amazon Prime at createspace.com. You just type in Walter Duke. Thought Process Reloaded, and the record will show up. And you can buy the single Fallen Angel by itself through Spotify, but I encourage you to check out the album. It's a wonderful album. It's a deluxe fan edition. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure and a blessing. I just want to thank you.
And we want to thank you as well. And you two gentlemen continue to vibe, and everyone live from Tribe, have a blessed evening and continue to walk in greatness.
All right, good night, y'all. You take care. Have a blessed evening, too.
All right.